This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Renee Grimaldo. Date of birth, December the 14th, 1969. Case ID number is 7597755. Date of exam, January the 4th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from Dr. Eulalio Rodriguez and a Social Security questionnaire dated 2023, as well as medical records from Valley Baptist Hospital dated 5/9/2022. Identifying information, this is a 54-year-old married male with zero children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, sleep apnea, hypoxic respiratory failure, and history of cardiac arrest, tremors, hypertension, and morbid obesity. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in June of 2023, where he worked as a cement worker for 5 years. Before that time, he worked at a grass farm for 20 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a mobile home, and his wife is working. He is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease / sleep apnea / hypoxic respiratory failure / history of cardiac arrest. The claimant states that in 2004, he started to develop chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, pneumonia, sleep apnea, respiratory failure, with a history of cardiac arrest while he had pneumonia. He was in ICU for 9 days in 2004. The claimant also suffers from sleep apnea, secondary to morbid obesity. The claimant states that his shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 1/4 block, climbing 1 flight of stairs, talking, seasonal changes, but no change as far as resting. The claimant denies any history of smoking. The last time he was in the emergency room was in 2021. And states that he has been hospitalized 4 times. The claimant does have a history of COVID-19, but was not hospitalized for that condition. He is presently on a CPAP machine for sleep apnea and has been intubated in the past in 2004 when he went into cardiac arrest. The claimant is presently on inhalers, steroids, and home oxygen, where he receives 3 liters of oxygen per nasal cannula. He did not present with his oxygen tank to the office visit. He was diagnosed with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, sleep apnea, respiratory failure with a history of cardiac arrest in 2004, and history of COVID-19 as well. The claimant also suffers from morbid obesity, where he weighs 400 pounds. Allegation number two, tremors. The claimant states that in July of 2023, he started to develop tremors in his hands and his legs, secondary to a generalized weakness. He denies any neurological problems. No x-rays, fractures, surgeries, or injections have been given. The claimant does suffer from swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels in the evening. He is also morbidly obese. His limitations include being able to walk 1/4 block, stand for 5 minutes, climb 20 steps with the rail, and bend over to pick up clothes. He is unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. Eulalio Rodriguez. He is presently taking Tylenol 500 milligrams QID, which does give him relief. The claimant states the only true physical activity he does is walking in the driveway. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, occasionally cooking, helping with the laundry, reading, and walking in the driveway. The claimant also notes that he has noticed that the tremor has gone away and he no longer has the tremor or the weakness in his legs, but he does not know what it was, where it was coming from when he did have it. His condition appears to be resolved and stable at this time. Allegation number 3, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2004, he was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, frontal headaches, but no blurred vision. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebrovascular accident, or nephropathy. The claimant did go into cardiac arrest in 2004. His blood pressure at this time is 144 over 89 mmHg. He is presently taking furosemide 40 milligrams BID, metoprolol tartrate 50 milligrams BID, clonidine hydrochloride 0.1 milligrams BID, spironolactone 25 milligrams QD. His condition appears to be stable while he's taking his medication. Allegation number 4, morbid obesity. The claimant states that since 1990, he has been severely overweight. A week ago, he states he weighed 406 pounds and has lost approximately 6 pounds in this week. His BMI at that time was 58.2. His BMI today is 58. The claimant states he has had no surgeries for obesity and has been placed on multiple diets, but he never follows up on the diets. The claimant states the most that he's ever weighed was 582. And now weighs 400. The claimant has been on Ozempic and Rybelsus, 0.1 milligrams QID. He is no longer taking these medications secondary to a lack of funds and states that he is starting to gain weight again. His diagnosis is morbid obesity. Family history. His father died at the age of 87 from a cerebral vascular accident and hypertension. The mother died at the age of 67 from hypertension and diabetes. He does not know exactly what she died of. Medications, aspirin 81 milligrams QD, acetaminophen 500 milligrams QAD, Trelegy, Alepta, 200/62.5/25 inhaler QD, albuterol inhaler Q 4 to 6 hours, vitamin B12 1000 milligrams QD, B1 250 milligrams QD, oxygen 3 liters per nasal cannula given to him at home. Furosemide 40 milligrams BID, metoprolol tartrate 50 milligrams BID, clonidine hydrochloride 0.1 milligrams BID, folic acid 1 milligram QD, and spironolactone 25 milligrams QD. Medical problems: morbid obesity with a BMI of 58, hypertension, comma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, comma, sleep apnea, comma, respiratory failure secondary to pneumonia in 2004 with cardiac arrest, comma, history of COVID-19, comma, fatty liver, comma, tremors, dash resolve, comma, polycythemia vera, comma, respiratory distress, comma, history of pneumonia, comma, social history, tobacco. The claimant states he has a history of smoking 1 to 2 cigarettes per day. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of drinking a 1 6-pack per week for 33 years. He denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant does use marijuana. The last time he used it was in 1995. He denies the use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. Weight 400 pounds. Height 5 feet 10 inches. BP 144 over 89 mmHg. Heart rate 86 beats per minute. Respiration 20 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation without any oxygen tanks was 99% in my office. BMI is 58. General, this is a 54-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the fourth sentence, after the fourth sentence. The claimant had multiple missing teeth, especially his front teeth. Could you drop down to visual acuity? The last two sentences. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. The claimant does wear glasses for reading. Could you drop down to lungs? Lungs were not clear to auscultation and percussion bilaterally. The claimant did have increased breath sounds and had difficulty in breathing. No thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. The claimant is morbidly obese, but did appear to be struggling to catch his breath. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but very distended on palpation. The claimant is morbidly obese. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organomegaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. However, the claimant is morbidly obese. and physical exam was difficult. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing was noted, but the claimant does have cyanosis of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant has mild pitting edema. Calves were non-tender and the Holman sign was negative. Skin, the claimant shows signs of peripheral vascular disease in the lower extremities with purple to dark pigmentation of the lower extremities and cyanosis. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal. The Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function, to muscular? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. There was joint swelling, erythema of the lower extremities. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, secondary to morbid obesity. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, the claimant was unable to lie down in the supine position, secondary to morbid obesity, and we were not able to perform a straight leg raise in the supine position. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. However, secondary to morbid obesity, the claimant is only able to flex his knees at 90 degrees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but was unable to lie down. The claimant has no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices. Neurological. Could you just drop down to after neurological? On the last page, chest x-ray, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for morbid obesity. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk with some difficulty secondary to morbid obesity. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show respiratory fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to respiratory difficulty from morbid obesity. Probable diagnosis is, number one, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease / sleep apnea / hypoxic respiratory failure dash confirmed with medical records and physical examination. The claimant is morbidly obese and has difficulty breathing. His oxygen saturation in my office was 99% without the oxygen. However, he states at home he's on 3 liters of oxygen per nasal cannula, but could not bring the machine with him. Allegation number two, tremors. Dash claimant states the tremors have resolved and he no longer has this problem. Number three, hypertension. Being treated at this time, blood pressure was 144 over 89 mmHg, which appears to be fairly well controlled. Allegation number four, morbid obesity. Confirmed with physical examination, claimant weighs 400 pounds and has a BMI of 58 and has difficulty moving around. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Renee Grimaldo.